This week in Palestine marks 38 years since Al-Nakza, the Israeli occupation of the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, beginning in 1967. Israeli occupation forces injured two journalists at memorial demonstrations. On Tuesday, Israeli occupation forces attacked Qabatiya village south of Jenin, crushing to death Saraya al-Quds leader Murawah Kamail and shooting and killing Nasser Zakarina. Amnesty International published its annual report, noting that Israeli occupation forces killed 700 Palestinians last year, including 150 children, while members of the resistance killed 109 Israelis, including 8 children. Despite the factual basis of the report, the Israeli government called it one-sided. Amnesty responded by saying, "These are not new definitions of war crimes. They are taken from the Nuremberg trial after the Holocaust that brought to trial Nazi leaders. Crimes that are perpetrated against civilians and that are part of a systemic policy." The Palestinian National Information Center in Gaza City reported that since agreeing to a truce at Sharm el-Sheikh on the 8th of February, Israeli occupation forces violated it 6,091 times, including killing 38 Palestinians, injuring 411, and imprisoning 988. In those 17 weeks, Israeli occupation forces opened random fire from military installations at Palestinians and their houses 1,126 times and invaded towns 1,967 times. Nasser Juma, a leader of Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed resistance wing of the Fatah political party, spoke from Nablus.
I think the Palestinian parties were very committed to the truce and were very responsible, contrary to the Israeli side that broke the truce from the very start like a party that wasn't interested in the truce. And they are trying to drive the Palestinian parties to break the truce by the continual assassinations and arrests. All this might cause the destruction of the hard work to make the truce work, the destruction of the Palestinian hard work, our hard work. We see that the international parties should have a position on the subject of the truce and a position against the Israelis who are not interested in this truce. We cannot make them commit and stay committed to the truce. There may be a time that will finally put an end to the Palestinian commitment to this truce. Palestinian Authority National Committee member Mahmoud Abu Rob also commented on the Israeli violations. I think all indicators regarding the truce from the Israeli side indicate they will not commit to any kind of truce unless it is compliant toward their security and military interests. With this, there are continuous violations from the military and leadership of the Israeli government. They are clearly threatening to continue military actions, either by invading Gaza by land, bombing Gaza, or specifically attacking what they refer to as centers of Palestinian resistance. This shows that Israel is not committed to Sharm el-Sheikh and its results. In the Sharm el-Sheikh commitments, there are dates for implementation, but when the time comes near for them to do something, they blame the Palestinian resistance or the government. They try to create an unsuitable atmosphere that will hurt the Palestinian commitment. The Palestinian side is committed to most of what they committed to, especially the Palestinian resistance, because the Palestinian resistance is only responding to the Israeli violations. And this requires the Quartet and the UN Security Council to force a commitment from the Israelis and to pressure the Israeli government, not vice versa as the Israelis want, and not what Israel requested, to stress and pressure us.
وليس العكس كما تتصور إسرائيل وكما تطالب به إسرائيل.
A representative of Israeli settlers in East Jerusalem's Silwan area, Arbia King, expressed his hope on Israeli television that all Arabs will be out of Jerusalem in order to be a city empty of Arabs. He said he hopes that the city will be totally Judaized in terms of culture and residents. The Israelis issued demolition orders for an entire Palestinian neighborhood within Silwan last week. King said that he does not support the demolition of Al-Aqsa Mosque, as this, he says, will incite the feelings of Muslims. While the representative of settlers does not advocate destroying the Muslim holy site, he is looking to purify the city from Arabs in the future. Reporting from occupied Palestine, where 64,000 high school students began the Tawjihi exams this week, I'm Kristen S.